There is a tactic that is used by evil people when they want to achieve something or they want to harm some other group. They will take some incident, perhaps a tragic one, and they will present a false narrative, appeal to people's baser instincts, create anger within them, raise up mob action against people they don't like or people that oppose them. Oh, it's been used for as long as there has been human history. People, for their own purposes, want to turn us aside to lies. But you know, we are very blessed people when we are not turned aside by liars. We are not turned aside and inflamed by every story that comes down the road, and that we are not susceptible to a false narrative. Listen to Psalm 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that makes the Lord his trust, and respects not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. You see, God wants us always to have respect for the truth. We need to verify everything that we believe. Do we hear some story about somebody that makes us mad and we want to go do something and get those people that have done it? Well, be careful, my friend, that you are not led astray by a lie or a false narrative. We should have great respect for the truth and beware of those people who want to make you angry and take away your blessedness. Let's pray. Father in heaven, you heard my cry. You brought me out of the horrible pit. You set my feet upon a rock and established my going, and you did it in love. Oh, Lord God, I pray that you would protect me from those tales that reach my ear, from the lies that are going about, from the manipulation of the wicked. I pray, O God, that you would keep me fixed on the truth of your word and upon love and peace and righteousness and judgment to come. In Jesus' name, amen.